Herzlich willkommen.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, welcome to the 12th program in the series, The Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to His Disciples and Apostles Who Could Understand Them. These teachings are not the church doctrine that is prescribed and that one simply has to believe. Jesus of Nazareth taught, rather, the active faith, the faith of the deed. He pointed out the laws of life and lived according to them. His teachings are cosmic because they help us to see far beyond the horizon of our material existence, and at the same time, they are practicable and understandable for everyone. Already 2,000 years ago, Jesus of Nazareth taught in the inner circle of men and women who followed him what it means to shape our lives more and more in such a way that we people can bring our true being, which is of divine origin, to unfold again. At that time, his teachings were given in a small circle. Today, for the first time, they are available to all people. At the beginning of the 1990s, the Spirit of God revealed his great cosmic teachings through Gabriella, the prophetess and emissary of God. In a series of schoolings, Gabriella gave extensive explanations for these divine teachings, which are compiled in a 5-volume work, which contains the cosmic axioms as well as Gabriella's practical explanations on them. They are a practical help for men and women, for the young and the elderly, for people of all cultures and for every situation in life. Each one is free to try out the tips that appeal to him in his life and gain experience from them. If you like, learn again with us today. We will now read with Gabriella, who is here in the studio with us, from the book for the program, the 2nd volume of explanations.
In his great cosmic teachings, the All Spirit speaks to us. Take note. Your pure sensations and your pure thoughts are divine. Your selfless, noble, that is, ethical senses are finely attuned. They are the antenna into the All, which reach into the heavens, because you live in the being, in heaven, and thus receive from heaven too. Gabriella explained about this. Our eternal heritage is light. And so, we are beings of light, light of His light, that is, of God's light. When we permeate everything with our light, then we feel our divine sensations, our pure thoughts. The light is heaven. The one who is in communication with the light is in communication with heaven and with all those who are in heaven.
We continue reading Gabriela's explanations. Your selfless, noble, that is, ethical senses are finely attuned. These words mean for us that we have to refine our coarse human senses in order to find our way to the ethical, sensitive senses of the soul. When we refine our sense of sight, our eyes will be light-filled. Wherever we look, thoughts of God will come and thoughts of the divine in all things. When we look here and there, and human thoughts come, then our sense of sight is not yet refined. Then we have the shadows in our eyes, our human ego. Our eyes still bear the darkness. If the light of God is active in us, then we perceive the divine in everything. Then we have the light in our eyes. Then the melody of love resounds in our heart, the melody of thankfulness toward God, who is the power, the light in all things, who accompanies us and radiates toward us in all things.
Gabriella continues, when we hear only what we should hear, that is, when nothing urges us to listen in, and when what we hear brings thoughts about God, and when we find the divine principles of the law in what we heard, then we have activated the light, God, in our sense of hearing. Then the light guides us. In the same way as it guides the eyes, it also guides the sense of hearing. If the perception of our senses of smell and taste causes us to remember our divine origin, then the light, God, is alive in our senses of smell and taste. Then we will not stick our nose into the different pots to absorb the smells of the human earthly life, because our senses are ethical.
Dear fellow people, the practical tips for how we can refine our senses continue. Gabriella explains, we will also sit at a nicely set table and dine in a well-mannered and ethical way. We will not rest our elbows on the table, but we will make sure to dine ethically and consciously. We will chew well the bite that we have in our mouth and let it glide into our digestive organ, and will only then take the next bite. We will also not gulp down the content of a full glass all at once, but will take the drink in single sips. We will also not speak with a full mouth. When we eat and drink in an ethical way, that is, a well-mannered way, then the light is with us, and we will be in communication with the food and drink that contain the creative power, the light. In this way, we nourish not only our body, but also nourish our soul, because our soul bears the inner light. The soul, insofar as it is light-filled, longs to be in constant communication with the light.
Haben wir uns zum Göttlichen erhoben?
When we have raised ourselves to the divine, we will also not touch everything, because our sense of touch and all other senses do not react with wanting to have, that is, they do not crave anymore. The one who does not rest within himself wants to touch everything, wants to reach for everything. He wants to reach for everything because he is unable to reach an understanding of himself, because he has not learned to recognize and overcome himself. When we refine our senses, then we are ethical people with higher morals, with higher values. Only in this way do we gain access to the eternal being and to the ethically pure senses of our soul. Here too, we recognize again that on the inner path comes first the journey within, from without to within, the purification from without to within, until the drop, the divine being, is once again perfect and immerses in the ocean God and is one with God eternally. Then the light-filled consciousness radiates from within to without through the person who is permeated with a light. Then the person is a spiritual person through whom God is able to work.
In his great cosmic teachings, God speaks. Never look at your neighbor, or you will look only at yourself. Only when you have learned to see through yourself, from your innermost being, from the Holy of Holies, will you also penetrate your neighbor. As long as you cannot penetrate your neighbor, you have not received him in your innermost being. Gabriele explains to us what this means. When we look only at the shell, the human being, then we always see only the humanness. The humanness is the sinfulness against the soul. And what upsets us in its humanness is what we are ourselves. Then we are looking only at ourselves. As long as we look at the faults of our neighbor, we are seeing only our own faults. Then our eye is sinful, because we see only the sinful and perceive only the sinful. To gain access to the inner being of our neighbor means to fulfill the laws of God. Then the positive sides of our neighbor awaken in us, and we will also establish communication with God in our neighbor. This is receiving our neighbor in our heart. Then we penetrate the shell and experience our neighbor deep in our soul, because we are in communication with the innermost spheres of our neighbor, with God.
We continue reading in Gabriele's explanations. Without the inner path, without journeying within to the kingdom of the inner being that is in each one of us, we will never be able to take in our neighbor. When we accept him casually, on an external level, in the awareness that he is a human being just as I am a human being, then both will look only to the humanness and will thus not find the way to one another or be in unity with one another. They may indeed have many things in common. However, they are not in unity, in God's unity, because they both look only to the shell and therefore to the humanness. Our path goes within, to the divine in us. The more we unfold the divine in our inner being, the more we can see through our neighbor. He suddenly becomes transparent to us, because we, ourselves, have become transparent, because our soul shines and the shimmer of our homeland radiates through our earthly garment.
The All Spirit says, only when you have unfolded the divine of your neighbor, which is also in you, then you will know your brother and your sister in you. Gabriela also helps us to understand this sentence more deeply. She explains, we get to know our neighbor as our brother and sister only when we have recognized ourselves. That is, when we have conquered ourselves, our human ego. that sense of the communality awakens, then the unity awakens. Then we become transparent, because we have hardly anything negative about us anymore. We have no secrets, because we live in a lawful way. When we vanquish ourselves, we become more pure, our being finer, and we find our brother and our sister in ourselves. Our neighbor will be close to us, even if we do not know him externally. We feel his inner being, and this is close to our being, because we have become one with our pure being.
The All Spirit continues in his great cosmic teachings. As long as you are unable to penetrate your neighbor, he is a stranger to you, because you, too, are still a stranger, far from the eternal being. Gabriele explains what this means to us. As long as the absolute law, our divine heritage, our innermost being is foreign to us, we are also strangers to ourselves. We do not know our true being, nor do we know the eternal homeland. In this world, we will be lonely, and after our physical death, we will be a stranger in the other worlds. We will live far from God, and not recognize that God is so near to us. We will not behold him, because we did not behold our neighbor in the temporal. We saw him merely as a human being and not as a being in God. We are strangers here as well as there, because we are not close to our divine being. Our divine being is our spiritual heritage.
Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen, der Christus Gottes.
Dear viewers, dear listeners, the Spirit of God points out to us again and again where the path to within, to the divine, leads. Regarding our neighbor, he says, when both of you penetrate each other, then both of you speak the language of the being, and you are consciously united, and also united in God. Yes, dear fellow people, when we no longer live in the narrow, egocentric human consciousness, when we are not controlled, for example, by a foreign thought that says, my neighbor is a stranger to me, I don't care about him, then we penetrate our neighbor with our spiritual consciousness and are one with him. Then our soul bears hardly any shadows of our human ego. The light of actualization then radiates through our soul, and the divine light penetrates everything, including matter, including our neighbor. Everything that exists is imbued by light. When we have become light of his light, then we penetrate our neighbor. We penetrate every problem, every difficulty, everything that comes toward us, because the light always communicates with the light. Since the light is in everything, the light will connect with light again and again. Because of this communication, we will think, speak, and act in a lawful way. We will think about what we say because we are in communication with the light.
We continue reading in Gabriela's explanations. Let us remember, God is light. Let us remember, God is in us. Let us remember that we are all His children and thus all brothers and sisters. Let us remember that the kingdom of God is in us and that the fullness, the eternal being, dwells in each one of us. Let us remember that we are free beings, children of the infinite love. Let us remember that our neighbor, the positive in him, is a part of us, and that the positive in us is a part of him. Let us remember, when we are in nature, as essence, the nature kingdoms are a part of us, and as essence we are part of the nature kingdoms. Let us remember, when we see the stars, they are a part of us, and we are a part of them. Let us remember that the All is a huge communication network because everything is communication. Let us remember that positive, selfless thoughts reach heaven because they are thoughts of heaven. And the negative thoughts can cast us into hell, into our dismal consciousness. Dear fellow people, let us remember that the law of God is our true being, our divine heritage. When we live more and more in accordance with the inherent laws of God, then we will feel secure, enveloped, and protected by our loving Father. He, the Great Spirit, who loves us above all things, and sent Jesus of Nazareth to us human beings, He, Jesus, pointed out the laws of life. He lived in accordance with them. Let us take Jesus of Nazareth into our daily life as a role model. Let us think of Jesus of Nazareth again and again. When something is hard for us, let us ask ourselves, how would Jesus have done it? How would Jesus have spoken? How would Jesus have acted? Then we will feel that the light draws closer to us. In time, we will then also immerse in the light, thus renouncing this world with its enticements, because we possess everything, the whole of infinity. This inner possession is the treasure that we are allowed to bring to the light.
What we hear is a high teaching, but it is the path for all of us. We now read another axiom from the All Spirit in His great cosmic teachings. He speaks, "Never say, 'This person is a stranger to me.' Even if the shell of the soul is unknown to you, that is, a stranger, remain in the awareness that the content of the shell, The pure in the innermost part of the soul is a part of you. If you do not know your brother and your sister, then you also do not know yourself, because you have not unfolded the pure part of your neighbor in you. As long as you separate into known and unknown, you are far from God. For this reason, never see yourself as a human being. Instead, perceive yourself and your neighbor as a reflection and image of God, and behold him as your brother or your sister in you. Then you will experience in you that the life is the being, because it is omnipresent in you and in all things. The smallest in the great, and the great in the smallest.
Liebe Mitmenschen,
dear fellow people, what is it like when we separate into known and foreign? Gabriele explains. We then only look at the shell of our neighbor, at his burdens, and do not accept and take him in as brother or sister. As long as the person is only known to us, we have sympathy or antipathy for him. When he is a stranger to us, then we are indifferent to him. Both give evidence that we live in separation from God and not in unity with God. For in God, all are equal, and in him, all human beings and beings and all being form the unity.
A further axiom from the All Spirit reads, think about the following spiritual principle. You have spoken with a person who you know only by name, for you do not know what he consists of. Your neighbor too, who lives only in the external, does not know himself, for he does not know what he consists of either. That is, he does not know himself, and you do not know him either. If you both do not know yourselves, then you do not know God either. Therefore, each of you is alone. God, the eternally loving Father, knows every single one because he loves each child and carries him in his great Father heart. From Gabriela, we learn the following about this. As long as we do not know ourselves, we have not examined our human ego and have not conquered it either. When we speak with those of like mind, who have also not examined and recognized themselves, then each speaks only what he has not examined, his human ego. It is true that both speak with each other, but they speak past each other, because both do not know themselves.
It must not stay this way, dear viewers, dear listeners. We've again received much practical help today in order to get to know ourselves, to be able to better understand ourselves and our neighbor. One task would be to take Jesus of Nazareth into our daily life as a role model, whoever wants to try it out. Surely the next days will bring each of us many possibilities to practice and learn. Today we have read from the second volume of the Great Cosmic Teachings of Jesus of Nazareth to his apostles and disciples who could understand them, with explanations given by Gabriela. During the next program of our series, we will learn, among other things, what lies in the words of the Spirit of God. Life is a whole. We will be glad to have you tune in again next time to learn with us. Until then, we wish you a time rich in experience and all the best. Goodbye and greetings in God.